Hey everyone, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to another edition of The Prescription. I'm here with My City Studio. This is the first episode of season two. It's me, your girl, the hit and lover, and I'm here with Void. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing wonderful tonight, man. It's been a great weekend. How was your weekend?
It's been eventful. It's been eventful. I mean, I'm constantly trying to keep myself busy, basically.
Gotcha.
It's just been a lot. And, you know, splitting time up with people and also being productive at the same time, you know, trying to stay balanced, basically.
Man, I know. We was just talking about balance here before we started. But, yeah, so what's your solution since you've been dealing with it? How do we balance it out? I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that want to know.
You just do it.
Just do it. That's what we're going to get.
You just do it. I mean, balance, it comes from not trying to be balanced. That's where it comes from. You just keep in mind that, okay, this is what I want to do. I need to do this, and then you do it. And you think about it too hard, you beat yourself up, and, you know, you start getting stuck in places. So
I like that. So basically, you're like, just focus on everything else and stuff will just balance out and start falling into place. Mm-hmm. I like that. That is actually some really, really great advice. That's probably one of the best ways you could focus on it. Like, for me, I'm always about balance. Like, even in my house, that most things are in symmetry, either in twos or threes. I just have to. So now let me ask you a question. I was listening to State of Mind.
Okay.
And I like to say that particular joint, when I seen it online, when I was looking through it, and then I actually stopped the lyrics. I stopped from hearing it, and I just read it because I wanted to read it kind of in my own face. And I was just thinking, what was your state of mind when you created that? And then I'm going to give you kind of my opinions about what it made me think and go to.
The headspace that I was in at that point, there's a couple of beliefs about self, right? And one of the beliefs is that this body, this organism, is me, right? But if you go and look at, if you go to any Buddhist that studies in and you have that belief, then they start giving you questions like, well, show me you, right? Physically. You know, you can't show that Buddhist your hand and then say that's you, right?
Exactly.
Because are you just your hand? No. Right? So what I was looking at was the state of mind that I was, well, you know, if I'm not my body, then I'm my spirit, I'm my soul, right? So that's the other side of the coin.
Exactly.
Right? So from that perspective, I made that poem. Right? Your soul embodies different states of consciousness and things of that nature whenever you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So I just went down this list of things that it experienced. Mm-hmm. And that's why in the poem it would go from I hit this point to where it was just like, wealth is just a state of mind, health is just a state of mind, death is just a state of mind.
That's, you know, literally what stuck out. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, since it keeps popping in my head. So that part really, really stuck out to me. And because I realized in that moment, like, it is, we attract it, we repel it. It's our state of mind. Our state of mind designates our destiny, it designates our decisions. So that's why they always say you're the master of your own fate, because your mentality is what controls the fate and the life you live.
Exactly.
So I loved that. That's why I had to start off with that, because it stuck with me so much out of everything. That particular one stuck with me the most. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. How did you come up with your name, Void? How did you come up with that?
I've always been fascinated with space in general. I was trying to figure out a name, and at the time, in the beginning, when I first started out rapping, taking rapping serious, or doing poetry serious, to where I wanted to make and create my own music, I liked logic. Now he's a bit different later in his work, but earlier it was very inspiring because the space, the whole idea of a concept of being out. I just liked it. I liked the nerdy stuff. I really did. Mm. And from there, I looked into, you know, my own rapper name. Mm-hmm. And I definitely wanted to have it be something about space, but I wanted it to be meaningful mm-hmm. as well. At first, it was going to be Vortex.
Okay.
Which is, it's okay. It's pretty cool. It sounds cool, but.
Sounds like a Transformer. So.
Yeah, but it was like, it didn't resonate. But when you look at a void is nothingness, but something could happen inside of a void. Mm-hmm. The mind is a void, mm-hmm. right? Because, I mean, if you just sit in nothing and you sit in your darkness and you're in your mind and it's still and there's no activity going on, it's darkness. And then you think of something and then it appears, mm-hmm. you know?
I definitely agree. I mean, when I think about that kind of emptiness, it goes back to this. I was reading one time a while ago called The Seven Sermons of Death. Mm-hmm. And it's all, it's everything. Nothing is all. It's like nothing and all. They're all the same thing. So complete emptiness is also complete fullness.
Exactly.
And that's kind of what you're saying. When you sit there, you're in emptiness. But in that emptiness, you feel complete and full. And it's just, that's mm-hmm. crazy how you just kind of put that and took that into it. I believe it also resonates in your music. So,
exactly.
So you were saying, exactly. So when did you start taking rapping seriously?
Probably when I got, probably late the summer of eighth grade before I went to ninth grade. So my entire high school life mm-hmm. just consisted of me hard focusing and giving everything to getting better at music and learning music. It was just an obsession. I took it serious when I realized that I was rapping. I took it serious when I realized that I could rap about anything. Mm-hmm. That I didn't just have to be in a certain criteria.
Gotcha.
And when I realized I could do it by myself. Mm-hmm. You know,
That's a powerful thing, by the way. And to get that early, that's incredibly powerful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I realized, okay, I could do it by myself. I don't have to go to a studio and do this and that. I can just sit and learn by myself, and I can just get good by myself. Mm-hmm. That's just all I wanted to do. It's all mm-hmm. I wanted to focus on, was just getting good and getting better.
Gotcha. And I know you have, because I've seen, even if you go follow him online, and I'll let you shout out your Instagram right now mm-hmm. real quick.
If you go to my Instagram, it's o.void.
Yes.
It's that simple.
Yeah, and if you go on there, you'll see some of his, you know, poems, some of his different things, and you can just see if you go from the bottom to the top, you can see even in that your progression. So as a writer and everything. So I seen you at the Free Bird Expo. Mm. Is that your first time there?
Yeah, very first time.
So what made you get up that night? What made you get up and just go ahead and just hit the stage? Because you caught my attention, one of the very few, but you caught my attention that night.
For a very long time, I actually wanted to go out and hit expos and just be out and get in connected with the artists of the mm-hmm. city, people of the city. But I've always been nervous to do so, very nervous. I would probably go to some places, go to open mics, and just observe. And I would observe everybody doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. I would observe everybody making the same type of music, mm-hmm. but mine was not the same. So I didn't have the confidence to.
Shout out for those who you need.
Yeah, I didn't have the confidence to go and participate and do them. Mm-hmm. And then something happened at the end of 2023, mm-hmm. to where I went through a breakup, mm-hmm. right? And these things seem minute, breakups. It's like, oh, you know, well, you'll find somebody else. But for some reason, when you lose something you truly care about, you mm-hmm. it feels like you lose a piece of yourself. So I know for a fact that I love poetry, I love music and stuff like that. So at that time, it was kind of just a sporadic throwing myself into what I loved originally, right? So taking all that love that was given into a person, since that was taken away, I just went and I threw myself into the poetry, into the music, and I just did it to get my mind off of it.
I got you. I got you. So a lot of times I notice we tend to do that with different things that happen to us emotionally. We throw ourselves into our work and whatever that is. And sometimes at that moment, it really is the best thing. But I remember having this conversation with, I actually had a talk once before with Reese the Poet. And me and him talked about how in those moments it can be, but what happens is it becomes a lifestyle, and then work becomes your Band-Aid and dealing with your traumas and different things, and how you just get caught up in it, and it's hard to sometimes pull out because now work is your identity as well as it's your, you know, how people have a comfort, like comfort food, work becomes that comfort and stuff like that. So I find that interesting, but I'm glad you did get out there. So now, like you said, you was talking about performing and your nerves. So do you have any pre-performance rituals or anything you do to kind of keep your nerves at be at chill? I mean, anything you want to put out there. I know you might not want to put everything out there, though.
No, I just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you Nike in a minute. Like, everything, just do it.
Well, you see,
put the Nike sign right in the middle of the void, right? Just like that.
Yeah. I mean, you see where most anxiety comes from is just dwelling on a situation.
That's true.
The less you dwell on it, the more easier it is for you to do. Right. So I mean, I don't really get ready. I just do it, and whatever happens, it happens, and you have to adjust to the spontaneity, because no matter how much you plan for anything, you don't know what's gonna happen.
That's true.
You just don't.
And the crazy thing is, we don't know. We never really know what's gonna happen when we do stuff, but nothing happens for no reason or by coincidence. That's the crazy thing. Like, it's planned out either way, but I always find that interesting.
And I don't mean not plan. Always plan. But be prepared for the spontaneity.
I got you. So now let me ask you a question. For people who may not know your music or may not have heard you, what would you consider your style, and if they could hear one thing from you that would best represent you, what would that be?
That's a good question. That's a good question, because for years I've been asked this question, and for years I've tried to figure it out because I don't have a solid style, right? But if I was the best at any style, this would be more of a... experimental melodic, if you were to put it into a category. Experimental melodic, and also experimental rap. But the very best, yeah, definitely got to be.
You might as well put all three of those together. Yeah, just get you, and you would have created a whole nother style. Next thing you know, it's going to be everywhere. Experimental melodic rap. I like it. It's long.
Much.
It's a little tongue twister, but I it got a nice ring to it, just kind of like your music. So pick a song. If nobody knew you, or if they've never heard of you and they wanted, like, what would best represent what you feel represents you, either in any particular point or even right now in your music?
I have a song called Mysticism.
Okay.
And my music is found under Void Only. So on all platforms, musically, it's Void Only. And the song Mysticism would be the best because it has that... experimental tone. The drums are all over the place. It kind of sounds wild in a way, but it's hard. It's hitting, like, you know, rap music, and the cadence is rap.
Okay.
However, the subject matter is different.
Okay.
It's wild. It's very deep.
I like that. I love anything that makes me think, including music when you're in the mood, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you, especially if it has a lot of different hitting things that you can hear as you keep playing it over and over again. So I like the fact that you like to use experimental as kind of your basis. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you something a little different. I know we was kind of talking before the show and someone else brought it up. So you're an anime fan.
I am.
All right. So we was talking about Dragon Ball Z. So you still never answered me which Dragon Ball Z saga and which character from any of them.
Definitely the Majin Buu saga.
Oh, wow. I love it already.
Definitely. Because it was a moment of you had all hope was lost, right? Mm-hmm. All of your strongest characters that you've grew up to love just getting demolished, right? Just is destroyed. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just crazy to see this, and then not only that entity of Boo. Mm-hmm. It was just an unkillable force.
I mean, yeah. Every time he merged. But if you think about it, that's kind of like how we interact with people. Every time we take a second to interact with people, we merge part of their energy and they leave some kind of imprint and it makes us slightly a new person. So that's kind of interesting, like, you know, even in that saga.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like Dragon Ball Z for a lot of different reasons, though. Like, mm-hmm. even when you start speaking of the other world and the heavens and things like that, how mm-hmm. it highlights, the hells, mm-hmm. the heavens, the overlords, the gods. Mm-hmm. It is really eye-opening if you're really one who can see.
I agree. Like, even stuff is simple as Master Roshi has the pleasure plant. That is actual plant that does help extend life that's grown in places where people eating are living over 100 years. So it's like a lot of little subtle things if you really understand the nature of what Dragon Ball Z be saying. Yeah. Like, really all anime. And I'm going to kind of ask you some more things about why you particularly drawn to anime. But one thing I've learned from watching it, and because my kids got me on it, and then it's other than Dragon Ball Z, I've been watching Dragon Ball Z forever, but some people say it's not really true anime because of the way the anime style.
No, that's
they
fine.
Say it's more Americanized. You
that's
know?
Fine. I mean, currently, you can make that argument currently.
Yeah. But back then, like, when it was out, like, that was anime. But
nobody wasn't paying attention to that.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, my biggest thing with anime is a lot of them, they have a lot of things that, like you say, for one who eye is open, you will, it's teaching. So like they say, it's up to you to learn. Like, it's literally out there. If you watch them animes, you'd be surprised the things you pick up in the different ones if you're ready to receive it. So now why you watch it?
Well, Naruto indirectly saved my life. Mm. Indirectly. And the reason I say that is because Naruto does this very interesting thing of highlighting the strength of willpower. Mm. Willpower is what keeps people alive. Yes. And I say that because most of the time when people are on their deathbed, they do not die unless they allow their willpower to die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My grandfather, there was a story that my mom was telling me about my grandfather who passed, and he basically, before he passed, he was looking at my grandma. He was just asking, like, can I go?
Mm-hmm.
And once she allowed him to, he went. Yeah. That simple.
Yeah.
Right? So I say it saved my life because in terms of what I'm going through now, I had mm-hmm. some crazy surgeries. I've had a lot go on with the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I was able to stay sustained is because of the amount of willpower that I had ingrained from the show, you know,
wow.
from that show, definitely that built my character as a child,
mm-hmm.
and keeping that will into putting it into everything that I do. When it came to fighting for my life, it was mm-hmm. still like the same thing.
I got you.
So it was just natural. It wasn't a hassle to try super hard to care for my life, where, you know, it just worked.
I know I'm you got me speechless for a second. I know what I want to say, but I just was kind of absorbing that story right now. Like, that's so powerful. Like, that show gave you that willpower to keep fighting. If you don't mind sharing what exactly is going on, that's up to you. If you,
so the lungs collapsed due to autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. Well, so I wouldn't say disease, but the autoimmune system fell out of whack. It got too strong, and the lungs began attacking themselves.
Oh, wow.
So they attacked themselves, went through, you know, them scarring and decaying and things like that, multiple surgeries, multiple things of that nature, and they never really healed all the way.
Mm-hmm.
So now it requires me to be on oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
However, with the oxygen, I live and I try my hardest to get them back to where they need to be at a sustainable place. You know, you got to work out, got to work the lungs,
mm-hmm.
you know, things of that nature. Take walks, all type of stuff to get them where they need to be. It takes a while, but mm-hmm. once again, that will, you know, that will that's instilled. You just keep going.
Just keep going. I see you have a lot of it exudes from you. So to kind of change the subject a little bit, so how do you relax? What do you do in your downtime when you're not, you know, just to let your mind, you know, your body just chill? Like, what's your go-to?
So it's a lot of things. I talk to people sometimes, call people up, have conversations. I listen to a lot of philosophy, actually. I listen to a lot of other people's perspective on life.
Mm-hmm.
And that puts me in a chill state. I drink tea. It's very powerful. Tea is a very powerful relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I just do it. I just relax.
I got you.
I try not to think too hard on it, you know, turn on TV, drink the tea, listen to whoever. Mm-hmm. Just keep the mind at a calm state, basically, whenever I want to relax, because relaxing the body is one thing, but relaxing the mind is another.
Oh, that's a bar. That sounds philosophical right there. So what's your favorite philosophical quote, since you like to listen to them? What's the one? It don't necessarily have to impact in a particular way. Just what's your favorite one?
I'm trying to think. I listen to the speeches, but
mm-hmm.
in every line in the speech, you can use it as a quote.
That's true.
You really can.
That's true.
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to recall an entire speech right now in my head.
All right. I'll make it a little easier for you. How about this? How about you give me your favorite speaker?
Alan Watts.
Oh, why?
Alan Watts, because everything he says just resonates with me.
Mm.
It just resonates. Definitely, he highlights how essentially we take life too serious.
Mm.
Too serious. And he explains how it's okay to be where you are and who you are at all times, because there's not a specific way that you must be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You just be. And there's a quote. Well, it's probably not going to be the exact quote, but mm-hmm. he was basically saying, you cannot find yourself, because it's essentially like trying to kiss yourself. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Self is just, you're always yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? You may be influenced by things, but you're always yourself. And so telling somebody to find themselves or help somebody find themselves is some trickery, right? Because people, you can't see something or look at something and be like, that is me. Kind of like how I was saying in the beginning
mm-hmm.
about the Buddhist thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's just, you can't.
I get it. So I want to ask you this, and we're about to round it up a little mm-hmm. bit. When you, let's say the year is 3024, what would the legacy you want to be remembered by?
I want to be remembered as the person who inspired everybody to be themselves accordingly, which is, you know, kind of contradictory to what I just said. But what I mean by yourself is everybody has this thing in society to where it's like, you must do this to be happy. You must have kids. You must do that. You must go to college. You must do that. Just the fact that you are you, for all of your imperfections, it is perfect at all times. Mm-hmm. Your imperfections is what makes you perfect.
Imperfectly perfect.
Exactly.
Or flawlessly flawed.
So if I can provide that realization on a mass scale, I do want to be remembered for that.
I completely understand it. And just to kind of touch on that a little bit before we round it out, kind of like you said, like you, society has so many different constraints and chains and binds it puts us on. Mm-hmm. And with all honesty, when you really truly find who you are, mm-hmm. and like I say, you really can't look for who you are. It comes to you as you start fixing yourself and healing yourself and praying, meditating, doing different things, whatever it may take you for your path, because everybody's path is different, how they get to where they go. Mm-hmm. But that's how it's like yourself finds you, because now you're ready to, like we said, attract. You're ready to attract that next level of yourself as we all climb up our own pyramid, because we all have our own pyramid within us to get to the God and Goddess in us, mm-hmm. you know, and as we're going through that. So I love what you say. And I want to ask you this. I want to ask you two things. You got the Tokyo shirt on. Have you ever been out the country? Have you ever been to Tokyo?
That's the next goal.
Okay. That's okay. I like goals. You know, goals. What's your year end goal in music?
Well, actually, this year, I want to perform.
Okay.
I want to have my own performance, and have, you know, my own people come out. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just having to go to the open mic, which is beautiful. I love it. But just have people actually come out and do that and see me perform, rather it's for 5 people or 100 people.
I got you. Well, how about this? I normally don't do this, but how about this? I got a show coming up on March 22nd. That'll be your performance. How about that? You want to come or not?
Okay.
All right. Let me get a shake on that.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk about it off camera. That'll be your first performance, Artistry on the Flow, March 22nd. More information to come.
All right.
Let me ask you this. Is it possible we can get a freestyle before you go?
No.
All right. I tried.
No.
He's like, nope. Absolutely not. No. Absolutely. All right. I got you. So give them your information, how they can find you, where they can find your music.
You can find my Instagram at o.void. That's O and then the period and void. And you can find all of my music on Void Only. No spaces. That's on all platforms, YouTube, SoundCloud, whatever. And that would be that.
All right. You heard that. You can check out Void on Instagram and all your streaming platforms at o.void, V-O-I-D, as well as his music is streaming and on different platforms, on all platforms as Void Only. I want to thank you for coming out. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the interview. Like, it was really enlightening, and I'm glad that we started on this particular one. And I mean, even just talking to you, just conversing with you, like you telling me about the willpower from Naruto, like you don't understand. There was like 3 messages I received in that story that you said that I needed right now in my life. So I just thank you for blessing us with that energy, with that time and the vibe that you brought tonight. And I'm appreciative of that.
You know, you're welcome.
All right. I'd like to thank all y'all for tuning in tonight. It's your girl, the Hit and Lover. And as I always say, love and light. Y'all have a good night.